So far, the U.S. has made any military help for Iraq contingent on serious political reform by the government of Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki. I asked Luqman Faili about that earlier today. He's Iraq's ambassador to the U.S. He claims changes within the Iraqi government are already underway, and he says the threat of the extremist group, which he refers to by its other common name, ISIL, or the Islamic State in Iraq and the Levant, that threat, he says, far outweighs politics.
Please bear in mind that we have a democratic process where representatives have parliament, we have checks and balances, we have separations of powers. The image of trying to make this a problem with the prime minister alone is a wrong image. It's definitely a wrong message to convey because of the threat. Let me repeat that. The threat is imminent to everybody in the region. If ISIL have the wealth of the Iraqi oil or the threat to the global impact on shortage of oil from Iraq, that's a significant impact on everybody.
Are you saying, Mr. Ambassador, that the Iraqi government does not need to reform any further?
No, I'm saying that the Iraqi government has done is enough? No, this is nothing to do with the government per se. The political process is a collective. The issue is not whether it's a Prime Minister Maliki or not. The issue is the threat is imminent to all. The reform is already going on, politicals. If we think that there is a need for further reform, which definitely nobody is saying we don't, we do need that.
And what kind of reform would that be?
We may even talking about constitutional change, other type of change. But what I'm saying is this conditionality is wrong way of viewing it.
I want to get to the question of the Iraqi army. How do you account for the fact that the Iraqi army dissolved in the face of what appeared to be a very small numerical threat?
This is a serious issue which we're reviewing. Majority of the army worked with the United States Army and others. So we're saying, where did we go wrong here? We're also looking at the capabilities, lack of training. These are all factors. Nobody is denying that it was.
Let me ask you about that, though.
The threat is immediate.
You blame a lack of training here. The United States spent billions on training and equipping the Iraqi army. Why should we not see this as a repudiation of the Iraqi government and its failure to solidify gains?
The issue we have is that this army is new. We haven't had the full capabilities. This is a long-term process. United States was our partner, is our partner, will be our partner. That's why we came to United States and saying we need to activate what we agreed on in the strategic framework agreements. We need to embrace that partnership. To do that, we need United States to take full understanding of the emergency on the ground.
And when you hear renewed talk, Ambassador Faili, of a partition of Iraq effectively into three states, Kurdish, Shia, and Sunni, how do you respond to that? Do you see that as a reasonable scenario going forward?
Society has been there for thousands of years. It's the cradle of civilizations. So, however, let me put it this way. Even in the best case scenario, with the current trajectory of things going on, even if we're talking about separations of Sunni Shia Kurds, which doesn't mean anything to the Iraqis, by the way, but let's say this current DC discourse, even if you do that, you need to have a control of how things are developed. At this moment, if they are out of control, because of the strength which is being provided to the ISIL by whomever, that will not help. So what I'm saying is a test is in place now to the international community to stand by our democratic government, our democratic processes, in our common fight against international terrorism. If you had one bin Laden in Afghanistan, in Iraq, now you have 1,000 bin Laden. That's the size which we need to talk about.
Taking those numbers at face value, if that is the case in Iraq now, how big of a robust U.S. response, military response, do you think the Iraqi people would stomach?
We have said the fight is ours. We will do this fight. We need support in training. We need support in logistics. We need support in air supremacy. We definitely do not need combat forces. We definitely do not need boots on the ground for the United States. So that's the level of support we have requested.
If there's such a desire for support and training, why did the Iraqi government stand in the way of a status of forces agreement that would have kept U.S. troops in your country?
My memory serves me right. If it does, 2008, the administration had it on their agenda to pull out of Iraq.
Well, they wanted immunity for U.S. troops in your country.
I'm not going to get into the details. I was not party to it. What I would say is I think that's a historical question. We have an immediate threat now, which we need to have that discussion.
Luqman Faili is the Iraqi ambassador to the United States. Ambassador Faili, thanks for coming in.
Thank you, Melissa.